Good morning. Today we celebrate the confession of St. Peter. This morning's passage comes from the Gospel appointed for today's evening prayer, John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. It reads, "When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my lambs.' A second time he said to him, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him the third time, 'Simon, son of John, do you love me?' Peter felt hurt because he had said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you.' Jesus said to him, 'Feed my sheep.'" Jesus asked Peter to reaffirm his love for Jesus three times to offer healing to Peter for the three denials during Jesus' trial. But what jumps out at me in this passage is Jesus' commands to Peter after each affirmation of love. After the first affirmation, Jesus commands Peter to feed my lambs. Those around us who may be immature spiritually, weak or unable to take care of themselves through disability, age, socioeconomic situations. After the second affirmation, Jesus commands Peter, tend my sheep. Suddenly Jesus is not talking about immature lambs. He's talking about mature sheep. An animal who can weigh as much as 400 pounds and will wander off into danger if not tended to. Tending is a very external sense of caring. The third and final affirmation is followed by Jesus' command to feed my sheep. I believe Jesus is now asking Peter to offer sustenance for growth, and a lot of it for a mature sheep. Like Peter, as our love for Jesus grows deeper, his command for us changes. We begin by helping the needy and less fortunate, but that is a beginning and not an ending. As our love for Jesus deepens, we are commanded to offer guidance to more mature adult sheep. We do this through knowledge of Scripture and awareness of our own journeys. And then we are asked to offer our gifts and wisdom in such a way that offers food and substance to other people's journeys. God's love is not stagnant as our relationship with the love of Him deepens. So our commitment to spreading the gifts bestowed within us. I invite you to reflect with me today on what commands are Jesus asking from you in this time and this place in which you live. Are you being challenged to offer more than feeding lambs? Perhaps God is asking you to lead, to teach, to guide others. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 238 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for the Confession of St. Peter. Let us pray. Almighty God, who inspired St. Peter, first among the apostles, to confess Jesus as Messiah and Son of the living God, keep your church steadfast upon the rock of this faith, so that in unity and peace we may proclaim the one truth and follow the one Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection, or sign up at my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.